A man back in 2018 really experienced it on a deep level that I wanted to share with you this morning on Christmas Day. This man worked at a place called the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency. It's located on, I think, the leeward side of the island, up on a hillside just by the Pacific Ocean. And this is an important facility for the nation's defense. This is where, Dan probably may know about this, this is where the first sign of an intercontinental ballistic missile coming across the Pacific Ocean is detected. And at this agency, that's when the alert kind of goes out. Well, this man showed up to work, went through the front doors, walked down the hallway, and went to work, and he made an epic mistake. Horrible failure. He didn't, it's the epic failure is not that he didn't turn in his timesheet, not that. It's not that he missed the deadline for some project by his boss. We all do that. No, this is what happened. True story, 2018. The man showed up, and in a training session for the intercontinental ballistic missile system that we have, he got distracted, and he hit the red button, not the green one. Within moments, the entire state of Hawaii was notified, and the entire mainland of the United States, and actually the entire world was notified that an intercontinental ballistic missile was coming our way. And in a moment, everyone in Hawaii, story says, is that they found shelter, hid under tunnels, that sort of thing. The President of the United States took refuge in a bunker. Defense ministers gathered together to make decisions that needed to be made. A few minutes later, it was reported very quickly, oh, that was a mistake. Sorry, there's no intercontinental missile coming your way. Now, that man was fired faster than anyone's ever been fired before. Epic mistake and failure. In fact, they hid his name. No one knows his name. One person went out to discover his name and his address, and he wrote him, and he offered that man another chance and job. What that man did, you see, was he actually did the opposite of Plutoed. He was giving him a promotion. He was giving him purpose for the rest of his life. My friends, I think we can relate to that man. Sometimes don't we hit the red button instead of the green one? Have you ever done that? What I mean by that is this. Have you ever said a word that was more a red button than a green one? Oh, have you ever been in an argument where you hit the red button? Man, that's destructive. Or have you ever made a choice in your life that's not only destructive for you, but destructive for everybody else? We all have. And in that moment, it feels terrible, and our world and our lives are shattered into pieces. And it's as if nobody cares, and it's as if nothing can happen to turn it around. And what we try to do is we try to do this. For the one bad word, we try to come up with 50 good words. For the one bad decision, we try to come up with 500 really good decisions. For the one argument that just wasn't right, we try to send 50 cards to make it right. But it's so exhausting when we do that. And the reality of it is, once you hit the nuclear button, you have hit the nuclear button. There's nothing you can do. Christmas is about this. Someone has sought you out. They found your address. They know where you live. In a good way. Jesus. And he gives you a job. He gives you life. He gives you eternal life. And he gives you a job in his kingdom forever. Many, many people will demote us. Many people will dismiss us. Many people will devalue us. God will restore you. God will love you. God will give you purpose. How can we say that this morning? John's message. The Word became flesh and dwelled among us. Amen.